Australia's red and yellow beach flags are one of the most recognisable symbols of surf safety in the world. They're certainly an iconic symbol for Australian life. But new research suggests they can also be dangerously confusing, particularly for tourists, migrants and infrequent beachgoers. The debate has taken on new urgency with a series of drowning deaths already recorded in Australia in the opening days of 2026. Dr. Masaki Shibata is a drowning prevention researcher in intercultural studies at Monash University. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me, what are some of the biggest misunderstandings you've discovered that people have about what the flags actually mean?
Yeah, so I conducted a couple of studies on around this area, and last year I surveyed the Japanese people, and so 60% of them actually thought red and yellow flags indicating danger zone. And similarly, we conducted in the study with South Korean, and they 70% thought that was danger zone. And so basically the majority of them actually thought that was rather indicating danger zone than safety zone.
They would almost prefer to swim in an area where there weren't flags. Is that what you found?
Yeah, but also about 2 years ago, I also conducted a survey in Bondi Beach and asked what the people are interpreting the words "always swim between the flags." And 30% of overseas-born beachgoers thought that was swim between flags means that you have to be a swimmer between the flags. So some of them actually thought that, they have to be outside the flags because they can't swim. So there's some international visitors take the words very literally.
And the International Lifesaving Federation is proposing a global standardized set of beach safety flags. Tell us about those and what you make of that proposal.
So International Lifesaving Federations are proposing those red and yellow flags because in the point that the ocean is actually never safe. So sometimes the green flags can, indicate this is a safe area, but in fact, the ocean never be safe. So that radio flags actually gives a little bit of caution as well at the same time, also stands out to let the people know that this is the area that you can actually be and be supervised by the surf lifesaver. And in fact, when you look at the more global context, for example, some of the European countries as well as some of the areas of the US, they use green, yellow flags. So although Australia is actually following International Lifesaving Federation's regulations, which also many countries follow as well, but at the same time, there are many countries that it don't. So I think it's really important to bring this issue to the more global context rather than talking internationally. Yeah.
So what do you think should be done if this is the correct thing to use red and yellow flags? How do we promote greater understanding among some newer migrants to Australia and visitors?
So this is where I just really wanted to clarify. We have not tested which flag system actually works better. So as a researcher, I rather wanted to say that we could actually work on the research and testing, for example, which flags works better, red yellow flags or green, yellow, red flags. But at the same time, of course, we have to consider all the other multiple factors. What are cultural groups that we are looking at? Or is there any sort of, other factors, for example, like there might be a more multiple entry point, hence the people just not fully following the flags? or people just misunderstand. So there are lots of multi-factors around the flags. So first things we can do or we need to do is just the testing which flag system works before implementing anything. But at the same time, I mean, I'm also self-licensing in Charlotte. I'm also self-licensing at Tamarama Beach. And red and yellow flags are also iconic, but also quite stands out on the beach. So if the people are actually misunderstanding, we'll always talk to them and let them know that you can stay between the flags. So we're also, if the people are misunderstanding and not following the rules, we are also, helping people. So, yeah.
And I think some, if not all, of the drowning deaths we've seen in 2026 were actually on uncontrolled beaches. So I guess a message that people should avoid those. Dr. Masaki Shibata, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me today.